All right, so PIDs, FDIs, all the things, let's go. First, the old news, PIDs can be recycled, in case you're not aware. They cycle at around 4 million and change. Now, this is a problem if you have services doing tracking of processes for authentication security purposes, like Polkit, DBus, or clients or systemd. If you mix a fragile mechanism for tracking plus security, you get a bunch of CVEs. That is not very nice, so thanks to Christian, kernels 5.3 added a new feature called PID file descriptor. The difference is the PID file descriptor never gets recycled. If the process goes away, the file descriptor is invalid. You cannot resolve it anymore, so you can trust it, and you can use it to track things without recycling problems. Also, it's a file descriptor, so you can pass it to other processes via SCMWrite's FUNIX messages. And at any time, you can resolve a PID file descriptor to an actual PID via proc. And again, it returns an error if the process is gone. So that's the old news. What's the new news? So thanks to Alexander from Canonical, kernel 6.5 adds SCM PID FDs, which is equivalent to the credentials, but with a file descriptor instead of the PID. Also, SO peer PID FD, which is the equivalent of SO peer cred, but with a file descriptor instead of a PID. This is a common theme of the talk. The second one is especially important because if you're talking to someone via FUNIX, you can ask the kernel, the trusted component, to tell you who's on the other side. And you can use the file descriptor to track the other side. You don't need to trust the other side to tell you who they are. Next, glibc 2.39, thanks to the work of Adam Erval from Linaro. Next version will add PIDFD spawn and PIDFD get PID. So the first one is the equivalent of POXIX spawn, which is fork plus exec with some clone VM and clone vfork semantics. But the old one had a very small window during which the process could exit, so you get a PID which might be already recycled. The new version, PIDFD spawn, closes this window. The second one is just a way to resolve the PIDFDs, which is nice. I had to re-implement the proc passing across four or five projects. It wasn't nice. Looking forward to glibc. Next, systemd 253, I've added a bunch of new APIs. So we had a bunch of get something by PID or SD PID get functions or DBus calls. I've added the equivalent using PIDFDs. So first public service announcement, if you're using systemd get unit by PID or SD PID get, please switch over to the new APIs because they are safer and so on and so forth. The internal tracking systemd is still done largely by PIDs, but Lennart has got some pull requests going on to start moving forward. But please start using the new APIs, they are safer and you can use them right now. Secondly, DBus. So DBus had a get connection credential method that gives you the PID, UID, and GID of DBus peer. Guess what? I've added a new method that gives you the PIDFD as well. This will be available in the next version of DBus Daemon and the next version of DBus Broker, currently in development. And it's also in the DBus spec. And this uses the SOP peer PIDFD, so it only gives you the PIDFD if it's safe. Safe means the PIDFD was used through all the stack to track the process. So you can trust on that and you can rely, yes, this really tracks the peer and the process. There was no substitution. Finally, Polkit, next version of Polkit, should be 1.2.4, will use all these fancy new APIs, PIDFDs, so it will switch to using the PIDFDs internally to track processes, so it's safe from reuse PID reuse CVEs. And also it will allow you to write a Polkit policy where you can say, hey, is my requestor part of the systemd unit foo.service? And you can make decision based on the unit name. This is all safe to do thanks to all this stuff that happened upstream in the various projects. And that's it. Thank you.